Hello, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Felicia, I would like to know where you get the unmitigated gall to charge my account every month for something that I did not agree to.
Ma'am, I could take a look at your account. We are a call center
Yes.
and we handle over 400 different companies.
You could look at my account too, since I don't have one.
Okay, what's your zip code?
11735.
Your first and last name?
Francine Elsner, ELSNER.
What's your address?
400 Main Street, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, apartment 11. I'll put it back in a minute.
One moment while I review your account.
Excuse me?
Please hold while I review the account.
You can't what? I can't hear you.
You completed the survey initially, and you placed the order and had a pulse oximeter shipped out to you.
Yes, I got that.
And you paid a $7.95 shipping cost. Now, what it sounds like is that you did not read over the terms and conditions, where it explained to you that you, I'm sorry, I can't talk while you're talking, ma'am. That will be rude on my end, so I can wait. You asked me why you was charged, so I was trying to explain. But if you would like to speak first, then I'd be more than happy to listen, so you can carry on, and I can wait until you finish.
That little tiny thing was next to nothing, and the shipping charge, I paid for that. But what's this $56.95?
That's exactly what I was trying to explain before you cut me off. So had you allowed me to finish speaking, then that could have answered this next question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as I was saying before you cut me off, that in those terms and conditions that have to be read before you submit your order, it explained to you that you will and you are agreeing to be charged a monthly membership, which is $56.95, billed monthly until you call in to have it canceled.
Well, you're giving me the money back, or I'll get it back from Bank of America. I never agreed about that. I just bought that little
thing. You may not have read over your terms, but you most certainly did agree to it.
Let me talk now. You're doing the same thing that I had problems with something else. I sent a little sample for something, and then right away they send you the big amounts without even your consent. I will get the money back from Bank of America. You can be sure for those months. I only bought that one little thing. You are nothing
you
but
a... You may have thought that's what you bought because you didn't read over your terms and conditions. But I can place you on a brief hold and see what we can do for you.
Ma'am, you're going to hang up. They're going to hang up on you.
You're a crook. I want my money back or the bank will get them back.
Well, I'm going to actually email the bank now a copy of those terms and conditions so they will decline your dispute because you did agree and consent to these terms.
I didn't find anything. What did I find?
When you place that order... It states to you, by authorizing this charge to be debited from your account, you are authorizing to have the monthly membership debited from your account every 30 days until you call in to cancel.
What am I charged $56.95 for?
The monthly membership. Read the terms and conditions and go back online and get your email from when you first placed the online order. Again, we are a call center.
You're
and we handle the billing for this company.
You're a liar.
Well, you can call it what you want. You just didn't read over your terms and conditions, and that's, you know, your fault because the terms were provided to you.
You're a crook.
So I can go ahead and see what I can do regarding the transaction for you. Have you spoke to Bank of America about the charges?
I certainly am. I never
have. You already spoken to them?
I will speak to them just like I did for the last one and got my money back.
I'm going to actually, like I said, I'll email them a copy of those terms and they can explain to you that, again, the terms were provided to you. I can go ahead and see what I can do about a refund and place you on a quick hold, but I will have notified them as well that the terms were agreed upon when you placed your order.
Yeah, sure they were.
Okay. Hold the line.
Yeah, they'll hang the phone up on you and they won't do nothing. That's why. Talk to the Bank of America.
There's nothing wrong. I know what I bought. I bought a teeny little thing and paid for it. $7.95 charge. I paid for it. So I paid for this little $19.95 thing and you're charging me.
You paid for the shipping and handling. That's, again, you didn't read the terms, Ms. Elson, because what you paid for was in postage and handling to have that shipped to you, but you did not pay the monthly membership up front.
I want my money
back. It's billed
back.
Monthly.
I want my money back.
I can refund the two most recent transactions for you because, again, this was a valid transaction because you did agree and consent to those terms.
Are you giving me the two last monthly payments?
As a one-time courtesy, I'm not supposed to because the charges are valid. Per terms and conditions, that is a legal and binding contract that you agreed upon. Before you go online and put your information in going forward, I highly suggest that you take the time out to read your terms and conditions that you agreed upon.
Okay, fine. So you are going to refund. What do they do? Refund it, and it'll show up on next month?
Within 3 to 5 business days, you will have the refunds back into your account.
Into the my
card? On the card that you was charged on.
Okay. I thank you very much for that.
Next time, like I say, read over your term because you did agree and consent to that. And I'm not supposed to give a refund because it is a pre-authorized charge.
Okay.
Is there anything else for you?
No. What is your
name?
Have
a great day, Felicia.
All right, Felicia. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling Customer Care.